Hi everyone. So I am doing an article called Plastic in the Crosshairs, and it's written by Rick Mullen. Basically, the article is talking about plastic pollution and how that pollution is affecting the communities around them. So it starts off by talking about how the new president, President Biden, signed an executive order, which was to kind of curb the production of single-use plastics, and then he wanted to halt permits for new plastic facilities. So later on in the article, it mentions that, but then the vice president of the plastics division from the American Chemistry Council, Joshua Baca, he says that banning production permits of new plastic facilities would not be beneficial because they'd be outsourcing the whole industry to China and India, where it would be cheaper, and you would eliminate those jobs in the U.S., and that wouldn't limit production. I didn't even think of this until he mentioned it. And also, he mentions that plastics are used to make essential, disposable, and durable devices, including medical devices, which is vital, especially now with the pandemic. Food packaging, and I mean, that can be managed, but another important component is making lightweight automobiles. So those lightweight automobiles are an important aspect of actually limiting further pollution and decreasing climate change. So this article is pretty interesting, and it says that, you know, the chemicals that they use to make the plastics are cancer causing, and the plastic companies / facilities are around those people of color, and they tend to affect the people of color more so. And another interesting statistic is that worldwide, 9% of plastics are recycled, 12% are incinerated, and then 79% are sent to landfills or deposited in nature. That is a large amount that is just kind of thrown out, in my opinion. And another thing is, unlike carbon emissions, you can see plastics in nature. So you can see that in the marine life, microplastics. And essentially, this isn't related to this article, but I was reading a different article earlier, and it said that by the year 2050 or something, we would be eating plastic, because those organisms in the ocean are eating the microplastics, and so we'd be eating, you know, oysters, lobsters, etc. So we would be eating the plastic as well in that kind of food chain, which is just mind-blowing to me. But this article was very interesting to see how they're trying to change that pollution, both plastics and carbon emissions. So that's pretty much the article.